agenda item 5D from the consent agenda, which has been pulled up as an action item. Mr. McMillan is going to introduce this for us. This is the temporary amendment of OAR 735-076-0005 relating to the release of a non-mandatory report submitted to Driver and Motor Vehicle Services. Tom? For the commission members, this agenda item is in the consent agenda packet under item 5, and there are two proposed administrative rule approvals in one agenda item. The transmittal memo is February 8th, and it is B. I was saying D, it's 5B, and the text of the amended rule is on page 2 of that package. So, Mr. McMillan?
Members of the commission, my name is Tom McClellan.
McClellan?
You're very close.
I'm doing bad, very poorly on names.
And I am reasonably new as well.
I didn't want to say Tom, so, you know, it trips me up.
Members of the commission, my name is Tom McClellan. I am the acting DMV administrator. And the item before you is a temporary emergency rule change that affects the reporting requirements and the release of information for our at-risk driver program, specifically those reports that are not mandatory. They're not those required by the medical, the primary care providers in the state to report concerns of health-type issues, ability to operate a vehicle safely.
Thank you, Mr. McClellan. We have one person sign up. You can just step back. We have one person sign up for public testimony, Mr. Scott Roeder.
My name is Scott Roeder, and with respect to the temporary emergency rules changes proposed by the DMV pertaining to non-mandatory reports, these rules changes, although welcome, are inadequate. None of the reports at all should be kept secret, in my opinion. There should be no secret files at the DMV, whether they're mandatory or non-mandatory reports. A resident of Oregon should be able to access their own file and driving record with a simple written and signed request which would meet privacy requirements. The proposed rules changes should be expanded to cover all reports coming from family, friends, and others, the courts, the DMV itself, and to reports coming from doctors and healthcare providers as well. There is no advantage to the public in general, nor to the individual making a report, nor to the person about whom the report pertains, to keep these reports in secret files. We should stop this practice. Also, unsubstantiated and unspecific allegations should not be considered by the DMV in evaluating a driver for possible retesting, whether they're made directly to the DMV by someone or they're included in a report coming from police officers, as was the case with me. With respect to non-mandatory reports coming from officers, I don't believe that any police officer should be making any report to the DMV without court oversight, without a citation being written, and either a guilty plea being entered or a conviction being obtained. To do otherwise is to short-circuit the judicial process. Police officers who stop someone on the road are neither medically qualified as a doctor to determine that someone is not able to drive safely, nor are they intimately familiar with the individual as a family and a friend might be. There are other changes as well at the DMV that deserve your attention. When an individual is required to retest under this at-risk program, they should be allowed the option to take a handwritten test if they so choose, and not just one prepared on a computer terminal. And their test, containing their own answers, should be made available to them after the test has been evaluated. There is no advantage in keeping the questions nor the person's own answers secret. For that matter, there is no advantage in keeping the answers secret at all. First, it would help those who gave a wrong answer to be able to go back and learn from their own mistakes and become better drivers. Second, We want people to know what the important rules are concerning driver safety so they can focus on them and learn the rules of the road. The notion that to give someone their test back with the questions and their answers on it would compromise the test is ridiculous. We want people to know how to drive better, don't we? If you're worried about someone using a cheat sheet, just scramble the order of the questions and use multiple tests, and in this way there would be an almost endless variety of different tests. No one could go in with a cheat sheet and be prepared to pass the test without actually studying the questions and actually knowing the correct answers.
Mr. Roeder, your time's up, so if you can just wrap it up, that's fine.
Just one more point. The records-keeping system at the DMV is flawed. An accident looks to me to appear on the record just the same whether an individual is considered to be 100% at fault or 0% at fault by their insurance companies. And that needs to change. A minor parking lot scrape now looks, or backing up, looks as bad as if there was a high-speed collision with extensive property damage and bodily injury. In some cases, the damages are under the minimum amount requiring you to report, yet one of the person reports and the other doesn't, and that appears as a suspension and a failure to report on your driving record. If a deer jumps out into the road before an oncoming car and a crash can't be avoided, it too appears on the DMV record as an accident, just as if someone deliberately ran a red light at a high speed, and crashed into oncoming traffic. The DMV can do better than that. And one other thing. After a certain age, I would like the commissioners to consider reducing the amount of time that someone would get a driver's license for. I have a neighbor whose father is 98. He just received a driver's license for 8 more years. That's silly. I think you can come up with a better program than that, and it would be one that might allow them to come in every year with a 1-year renewal and a mandatory retest, and it wouldn't put the onus on citizens having to file secret reports about their neighbors. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.